Good afternoon, true believers. Sean Arama here. We're going to have a deep philosophical discussion today. Hold on to your hats. We're going to talk about real life problems. Today, I get pulled back to a comment that I've made a number of times, pretty much to anyone who'll listen. And here is the line. I was kind of fairly staunch in my belief of not getting married and kind of not having kids. And when I met my lovely wife, all of that went out the window. And some people believe that I don't know, maybe sold out my principles. I mean, you know, I was lying. How can you not believe in marriage and then get married? How can you say you didn't want kids and now I've got two? And here's the realization that came upon me and that I've been spouting ever since. And the idea was that when I met my wife, before she was my wife, when I met her and we started seeing each other and we started exploring our feelings for each other and kind of made that mental connection or whatever, that, you know what, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this woman because she's awesome. Like, she's really, really awesome. Once I'd made that realization and kind of the light bulb went off, I decided I want to marry this person. Now, I guess the reason I had said before that I didn't believe in marriage was it was a bit misconstrued in my own head. And it wasn't that I don't believe in the institution of marriage on its own. I believe that if you love someone, and yes, folks, we're getting mushy here. If you love someone, if you've met your perfect match, if you're with someone that's your best friend, that you want to spend all your time with, that you love to hang out and do things with all the time, then you should make some commitment to that person to spend the rest of your life with them. I mean, all the other gushy stuff is all, you know, they're all incidentals to that. But basically what it boils down to is when I met my best friend and realized she was my best friend and that I just wanted to spend time with her all the time. And I want to say devote my life to her, but she's just, I love hanging out with her. Like, it's just awesome. Like, hanging out with her is just, it's cool. Like, I'm not bored. We get along on so many levels. We're friends. We're, you know, and all the other stuff. Like, you know, we're the husband and wife thing, that the traditional, you know, bedroom, whatever, like all that stuff. But what it boils down to is she's my friend. I just want to spend time with her all the time. When that went off in my head, like when I had my light bulb moment, I decided that I wanted to marry her. I want to commit to this woman and marry her. But here's the misconception is I didn't want to get married. I wanted to get married to her. And that's the distinguishing factor, is that I had never planned on getting married because, you know, the whole institution of marriage, the whole thing, like, I couldn't conceive of anyone that I'd want to be married to. I couldn't conceive of anyone that I would get along with that well that I'd want to give up myself to be with that person. Because that was my understanding of what marriage was, is you get married, you compromise everything, you give up everything, and you become a dutiful husband, You go get a job, you provide for the family, and you cease to exist as an individual and as a human being. You basically, you know, you become enslaved to that relationship. And that's kind of what I thought marriage was. And when I said I didn't believe in marriage, that's what I didn't believe in. I don't believe that anyone should subjugate themselves to anyone else. It's just not right. It's called slavery. What happened was, is when I met Sylvie and the light went off and I decided I wanted to marry her, I wanted to commit my life to, you know, I wanted to basically say, I want you to be my best friend for the rest of our lives. In every way, shape, and form. Like, that's the commitment I made. It wasn't enslavement or anything like that. It's just, I really like spending time with you. And, you know, it was just a commitment to say we're going to spend time together for the rest of our lives. So, I didn't believe in getting married. I just believed in getting married to my wife, to this person. When, after we'd been together for a while, it's awesome. Like, she's really awesome to be with. And after a while, you're like, wow, like, how much more involved can I get with this person? And then I, you know, started envisioning, like how she, I saw how she was with kids, and I saw how caring and compassionate she was, and how fun she was, and how unserious she was, and all these things. And then I'm like, wow, if we created a human being together, we have the same set of ideals, and we could mold this human being into an awesome human being. I'm not trying to brag. It just felt like together as a team, we could raise a pretty darn good kid. Like, we could actually, you know, make a really cool kid. So when I didn't believe in having kids, I didn't want to have kids. But when I decided with my wife to have kids, when we made that decision, I wanted to have kids with her. I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want to have kids for the sake of having kids. It's just like, I didn't want to be married for the sake of being married, because that's what you do. I wanted to marry her. And when we decided to have kids, I wanted to have kids with her. I didn't want to have kids. I wanted to have kids with her. And that's the big distinction I think that needs to be put out there, is you're forming a partnership with somebody, and it's a true partnership. And what I've always stated before, growing up for old people, I think I am mature, and I still have fun, and I still do lots of stuff, and I do make sure there's lots of time for play and for doing things that are fun. I think that an adult, or the concept of what an adult is someone who decides not to have fun. You don't go get a job to make money. You don't get married because you have to get married. You have to go into it for the right reasons. So for me, and I'd like to say for everyone else out there, marry your best friend. Like, if you meet your best friend, someone that you don't get tired of hanging out with, spending time with, it's not just a physical thing. There's got to be a mental thing going on there, that you both are on the same page and you love each other, not for physical reasons, but for the mental reasons. The physical reasons are there. It's biology. But if you get along with this person and you love hanging out with this person, and, you know, by and large, your time with them is fun and exciting, and you know, you're doing things together. If your passion is jigsaw puzzles and you meet someone whose passion is jigsaw puzzles, go to town. My wife and I have a lot of things in common. We have a few things we don't, which is fine. That's our, you know, separate time. She's not into music. I'm in love with music. So, I mean, that's my thing that I do on the side, and that's my time, and, you know, she supports me in my music. And similarly, there's things that she does, like she has a passion for hair that, although I don't understand it, I appreciate that she has that. So, conceptually, I don't believe in, you know, when you're young, you say, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to get married. Because then you're getting married for the sake of getting married. You're not marrying for the sake of marrying a particular person. Marriage only works well when you're marrying your best friend. Some people say they can make it work, but honestly, I know some couples that don't get along. They're married because that's what you do. It's a whole bunch of compromise. It's a whole bunch of giving up things that you want to do. But mine is not like that. Have I given up things that I love to do? No. I've given up things that I like to do. Things that I filled my time up with doing when you've got time on your hands to fill your time up with. You know, I've given up things that I liked doing, and I've kept the things I love doing. And marrying the right person, not marrying for marriage's sake, but marrying your best friend, is all about keeping the things you love and discarding the things that you kind of like or kind of are so-so on, and blending your loves and their loves together. Wow, that's really sappy sounding. So the reason this kind of came up, other than listening to a bunch of podcasts, and as you know, as me and my generation get older, and we, you know, there's all this pressure from the previous generation on us to say, oh, you gotta, you know, it's all about the money, and it's all about the, you gotta get a good job, you gotta be an accountant. Well, I don't like accounting. It's irrelevant. You need to make money and support your family. That's not what it's about. Yes, a lot of times you have to have a job you don't like, but if you give everything to your job and not enough to your family, then what's the point? There is no point. So what I'm saying is, growing up is about making the realization that it ain't all about work. It's not. It's about surrounding yourself with people that you really like and love, and making time for these people. It's about marrying. It's not about getting married, don't get me wrong. It's about surrounding yourself with people you love. And if you happen to find someone that you make that connection with at that deep a level, you marry your best friend, you're attracted to your best friend, and you know, and they're your everything, then it's awesome. I don't believe in the twilight love, which is, I love you so much it kills me. I don't believe in that at all. If love kills you, it ain't love at all. It's called obsession. And some people get married based on obsession. Some people get married based on perception, which is, this is what I need to do. Some people get married because, you know, it's what you're expected to do. Expectation. So, you know, I'm not pro-marriage. I'm pro-getting married. I'm pro-making a commitment to your best friend. And that commitment to a best friend might not be marriage. In fact, your best friend may not even have all those strings attached, the sexual intimacy, if you want. But if you get a best friend, and if you're heterosexual, it's a same-sex best friend, or if you're whatever, homosexual, maybe the other sex, whatever. The thing to remember is, you can still make commitments to your other friends. I have a few friends in my life that I've pretty much made a blood bond with, And even though some of these friends I don't have, it's not the same as my wife, of course, because we don't have that physical thing going on. I still love these people, and I've made commitments to them in a different way. And it's making commitments to your friends. Like, if you have people in your life that you love spending time with, and that you can commit to these people, certainly in different ways. I got a couple of blood brothers in the geeks that I would do anything for, and they would do anything for me. And we have that unwritten, unlegal agreement to be there for each other at all stages. And that relationship I have with those friends is not predicated on my relationship with my spouse, with my wife. My wife understands the commitment and love I have for my fellow brothers, and she is friends with them as well. And she understands that, you know, if they ask me for something, you just drop whatever you're doing to, you know, to look after it. And these friends do not abuse their position of power within my personal triangle or whatever, my box or my home. They give back just as hard as, you know, they give back without question. So, all right. Yeah. It's an episode about relationships, about marriage, babies, all that sort of stuff. That's pretty much all I gotta say. I guess it's a short one. So I'm just saying, tell your friends you love them. That's what my dad taught me his whole life. And now that he's not with me, I always try to keep that in mind. Dad taught me that you always hug your friends, hug your family, and remind them of what they mean to you. Because you'll never, ever, you never want to regret not telling them that. But anyway, I'm going to leave here, and I'm almost home, so we'll catch up with you later.